Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score! The Bears!
You missed a lot if you missed this today. Our guests, Ian Happ, Kalen Kaler, Tim Jenkins, and James Fegan. That is your Tuesday show. Tomorrow is going to be a Layla Rahimi Wednesday.
Mike Florio's on the show. We're going to talk with Russ Dorsey at 1 o'clock
and Nick Friedell at 12:25 on these Bulls changes we were discussing and all the exciting NBA playoff action
and other things.
Parkins and Spiegel. By the way, thanks to Ray and Studs and Brandon and Connor and Kevin and Cody Westmoreland.
Yeah, Cody was here.
Yeah, we'll thank him. What's up, boys?
You guys were having a Bears conversation that I'm not ready to have today.
About the head coach?
Yeah, because I said yesterday when you weren't here, like I obviously agree with everything you're saying, and maybe I am kind of right, because I was like, kind of show me something, Matt Eberflus. Like, they didn't draft you a defensive lineman with the 9th pick, but like then it's your job and Eric Washington's job to find me an overachiever. Like, make Dexter better than he's supposed to be. Do something. If I got to have a defensive head coach, give me something. But I'm not ready to be like worried and cynical yet that they're not good enough, like that the roster is better than the coaching staff. And it's obviously 100% valid, and I'll get there.
What date is it? Let me mark that down for when you're...
It might be tomorrow. Like you know what I mean? I was going to say, kudos to you for
being able to compartmentalize that and decide when you're ready for it. I can't.
Well, but here's the thing. Coaching matters more in football than any other sport, but players still matter more than coaching. So if this roster is as good as it appears that it is, and if Caleb is as good as CJ Stroud was, those are obviously two huge ifs, but they're both within the realm of possible outcomes.
Sure.
It might not matter that much. John Fox was in a Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Bill Belichick did nothing when he lost Tom Brady. Got a losing record without Brady. It's a players' league. It's a players' league. So it is within the realm of possibilities that this team that Ryan Poles has constructed, with Caleb Williams being that dude, is not going to matter.
Well, Twitch proof?
I mean, Matt Nagy won Coach of the Year.
Well, I bet Matt Eberflus for Coach of the Year. I did it the other day.
You don't have to be a good man.
Plus 1,400 for Matt Eberflus to be Coach of the Year. Because he's really good at building a culture, at having a happy group of players that seem to enjoy each other, seem to enjoy him, and now he's got offensive killers.
But the thing is that he wasn't that until he was calling plays.
He also wasn't that until they had Montez Sweat.
But No, things had started before
and
Sweat.
And when Montez Sweat got here and said all that he said about how different it was than Washington, that's because of what Eberflus had built on the defense and then took over as the coach. And he's going to call plays. He's going to keep calling plays.
I think that it's possible that Matt Eberflus found himself. That's my working theory. he found his voice as a head coach by calling plays.
I think that could very well be.
I think it connected him to the players in a way that he wasn't connected before. And now it's a matter of, is there any there with him?
It also doesn't matter as much as Shane Waldron does this year.
Agreed.
I don't agree with that.
I agree with you.
I think that's kind of absurd. I think that he does a really nice job of getting a room to get along and doing their thing, and now he's got an offense that really matters. If this team wins 11 games, if they go 11-6, which I think is not out of the realm at all, I think he'll be a front runner. He'll be up there very high for Coach of the Year.
It's an offensive league. And they've got a defensive coach and an unproven head of the offense.
But the job description is very different. Like, head coach is a very different job description from offensive guru.
There's a ton of things that.
But even during games, he's not really the head coach. He's the defensive coordinator during games.
Well, I mean, who's the head coach? I mean, he's made choices as the head coach that have been bad too. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, he can absolutely affect the game negatively as the head coach.
It's during the week. There's so many different rooms to navigate and dots to, you know, eyes to dot and stuff. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not saying he's a great coach, but I'm more enthusiastic than most after talking to Jalen yesterday, man.
Wow.
Jalen Johnson, with his stuff about how the defense might still be better than the offense.
I like that. I like that there's an edge.
And how they get each other better.
Yes.
Because Peanut Tillman said that he learned a lot from hand fighting from Mushin Muhammad.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's like, that is so real when it's a well-functioning practice field that these sides will learn from each other.
It's funny because it didn't end up, this doesn't turn out the way that you would want. But another example of it was that for forever, it had been the defensive team, when I was covering the team every day. Defensive team. Then Jay Cutler shows up, and he brought a whole different vibe to what practice was going to be like. And that, for once, the guys on the offensive side, because, you know, they had guys, like Matt Forte is one of those guys. But then it was like, oh, here's a quarterback that's not afraid to get in Brian Urlacher's face or get into Lance Briggs' face. Those are all things that I think you do need to have for there to be a good rivalry. Now, the problem is that Jay was probably not the right guy, even though it was the right sentiment of we're going to push you and you're going to push us. And when you push us, we're not going to just fall back and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come right at you. It was the right idea. It was just maybe the wrong message.
I also think, as excited as we get about players, and you're right, players matter more than coaches, but by Thanksgiving, half these guys are going to be hurt.
Yeah, but
then what?
Well, also for the rest of the league.
I understand that, but that evens the playing field.
Well, it depends.
That's when coaches start to matter more.
And again, coaches matter a ton, and you and I were in agreement that I would have fired Eberflus once you got the number one overall pick. So I don't even disagree with you in theory, because it's an offensive league, mm-hmm. which is why I do think the pressure is on him immensely. Like, man, if you have Caleb and you put all these resources into Matt Eberflus' defense and you have a defensive head coach when 70% of the league is offensive head coaches, your defense has to be awesome. It has to be excellent. It can't be they're the 14th ranked defense in the NFL.
Nope.
It has to be an excellent defense to make it worth that huge investment and premium position being allocated to the wrong side of the ball.
And it would help a ton the quarterback to get comfortable if your defense is good.
Yeah.
More chances, more opportunities, more three and outs, more chances for Caleb to not have to punt.
And I was going to say, now that Torrey Taylor's flipping the field, and I want to give credit to, and if this has not been coined yet, an emailer named Spencer, I haven't even brought this to air yet, why have we missed this all completely of what the obvious nickname is?
I guess? Because yes. Somebody else brought it to me. I bet it, the koala bear?
No.
Okay.
The crocodile punter.
Yes, I said it yesterday. I don't know who said it on Twitter, but yeah.
It's pretty good.
Crocodile punter is...
That's
perfect.
It.
Don't bring up koalas around.
I like koalas.
No, now you're trolling studs.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do not do that.
Well, famously.
And
I do that a lot.
And Studs converted me on the uselessness. And koala bears are so useless when you actually read the Wikipedia entry for
who's
koala bear.
Who's going to strip the bamboo off the tree level
by
level?
It's eucalyptus.
Well, who's going to do
that? And
doesn't
it make them stone?
It poisons. It has no nutritional value, and it makes them stupid because they can't grow their brains to fit their skull because what they eat doesn't give them enough nutrition, and they've selected out because they fall out of their home so often that the ones that live are the ones with smaller brains.
What do you care?
Because there's more fluid cushioning the brain against the skull.
Yeah, but they're stoned, adorable bears.
They're not
stoned
anybody.
And stupid and pointless.
What's wrong with that?
I'm with Studs on this.
And adorable.
It's okay to just be cute. You know, you're allowed to just have that.
Like Jay Zawoski is, for
example. He's cute. He's very cute.
And I'm sorry. Like the whole I'm fat podcast thing, he needs to reapply for fat status because he looks fantastic.
It's a state of mind. Fat
is
a state of mind.
I know he's an honorary thing. I get it. I probably am one by that. But he looks too good.
He looks great. Nico Horner will join us in 20 minutes. Speaking of looking good, Jake Johnson said that Nico Horner is hot. So we will run that by him coming up at 2:30 if he likes that endorsement. I'm sure we'll talk some baseball with him as well. Caleb Williams' quarterback coach, Will Hewlett, is joining the show at 3 o'clock. Kalen Kaler, who was with you guys, did some reporting about Hewlett and Shane Waldron being in touch.
Quarterback collective. Yes.
Yeah, yes. And so it is going to be, he would not talk to us in the lead up to the draft.
Yeah. So there's quarterback collective, but there's also the last 2 months, which he has been working specifically with Caleb.
So it's going to be interesting to see what the process is. And I think he's ready to talk.
Awesome.
So we're very excited to see what he's willing to share coming up at 3:00. Then we've got a whole bunch of other stuff that we'll obviously be getting to.
Have fun, boys.
Thank you. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Nico Horner in 20 minutes. Parkinson's Spiegel on the Score.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.